famous question that's asked by all the Mefarshim, all the Rishonim, and even earlier, on this week's Parsha, that Hashem hardened Paro's heart. Hashem hardened his heart, then how could he be held accountable for his actions? Not his fault. What did he do wrong? Why does he deserve to be punished? And we could even ask the question, maybe a little more so, is that what Hashem wants? Hashem wants to harden his heart and get him to be punished? Doesn't Hashem want people to do tshuva? Im echbots b'mos ha-rasha, as Yechezkel says, ki im b'shuv rasha midarko v'chaya. Hashem says, I swear, I'm telling you, it's not what I want. I don't want people to die as Rishaim. I want them to do tshuva. Please, do tshuva. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. See, he's going to harden his heart to make sure he could punish him? Why not wait and let him do tshuva, which Hashem tells us is what he so desperately wants? So there's a number of answers given to this very famous question. Go through a few of them, and then maybe we'll come up with a new approach based on putting some of these approaches together. The Rambam answers, and the Ramban basically gives the same exact answer as the first answer. They say that because of Paro's averus that he did earlier, because of his earlier averus, part of his punishment was that he lost the opportunity to do tshuva. That could be a punishment itself. That a person was so terrible that now they don't get to do tshuva. We in fact see that in the first five makos, the pasuk says things like in each of the makos, "Vayechazak lev Paro," and Paro hardened his heart. His heart was hardened. "Vayachbed Paro es libo," and Paro hardened his own heart. And only starting in the sixth maka of Shchin, we find "Vayechazek Hashem es lev Paro," that Hashem hardened his heart. So he was punished for the averus for the first five, and after that point, when he got so bad that even after five makos he still refused to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu and refused to see the Yad Hashem, after that point, he now no longer deserved the chance to do tshuva. So Hashem started to harden his heart. The Ramban gives a second answer, that the first ones were punishments for the averos, and the last makos, yeah, those weren't really for punishments for averos. You're right. He would have left. He would have let them go. But Hashem wanted to have, as the psukim say, Hashem wanted to increase the miracles, increase the Kiddush Hashem. He wanted everyone to see the full 10 makos. The Sfarno gives a fascinating third explanation. He says that after the first five makos, Paro would have let them go. He was just beaten mercilessly, beaten senseless. He obviously feels like letting them go. He couldn't, because he can't withstand the makos anymore. Not because he's doing tshuva and he says, oh, I want to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech Malchei Amlachim. He's my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm your Eved. No, he wasn't about to turn and be Megayer and say, oh, I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would have, after the first five makos, just have said, yes, I let them go, just to avoid getting any more of these beatings. So why did Hashem harden his heart now? He would have let them go right then. He would have done it. So Sfarno has a brilliant explanation. Hashem wasn't taking away his Bechira. Hashem, when he hardened his heart, he wasn't removing his ability to have Bechira. It's the opposite. Hashem hardened his heart because right now he would have felt compelled, forced, like he had no free will. He would have let the Jewish people go just because he was in so much pain. Hashem had to give him his Bechira back. So he hardened his heart to level the playing field, so that now he did have Bechira and had the chance to do a real tshuva. He wasn't going to let them go because he was doing tshuva. He was going to let them go because he just wanted the makos to stop. So Hashem said, that's not a real tshuva. Hashem wanted to give the Mitzrim the chance to do a real tshuva, and that's why he hardened his heart. He was giving them bechira. Now they would be able to make a decision. Yes, I accept Hashem. No, I don't. Versus just stop the pain and let them go. Now, a question on the Svarno that we should ask. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the very beginning of Shari Tshuva, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does accept tshuva that comes just from tzaras. He says, even if there's no Yerushalayim involved, no Avas Hashem involved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tshuva even if it comes from tzaras. He brings rise from Sukkim that even if you're just doing it because you're trying to avoid tzaras, this is also a madrega of tshuva. So why not let him do this type of tshuva? Let them stop doing these averos out of tzaras. Let's hold on to that question. The truth is, the little question gets a little better. Even if it is from Yiras Shemayim, isn't this really sort of similar to Yiras, to tshuva meyira, doing tshuva out of fear, Yiras Ha'onesh? I'm afraid of the punishment, so I'm going to stop doing it. I'm going to hold myself back. I'm going to stop doing this aver because I don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish me. Isn't that basically what Paro would have been doing if he let them go right then? He would have been saying, I'm afraid of any further punishment. It's tshuva meyira. Even if you have a madrega, Paro really seems to even be a madrega above this, what the Shari Tshuva is discussing. It's just out of tzaras, stop the tzaras. Maybe he's almost really doing a tshuva meyira. And that's good too. So why not? Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him do that level of tshuva? So we have a fourth answer from the Abarbanel, or one more answer from Rishonim I'd like to share. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart? Why take away his bechira? Why not let him do tshuva? Why hold him accountable if you're just hardening his heart? The Abarbanel says, the Mitzrim, the Averis they had done, they needed 10 makos as a kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him do tshuva early because for those averus, as some averus, you need different kinds of punishments. Like if you steal from someone, all the punishments in the world, but you still have to pay the guy back. So the Baruch Hu says, they needed to have 10 makos for their kapara. Hashem was making sure they would get their full kapara. Now, why didn't he let them do tshuva to get rid of iron? Can't tshuva take care of a yisurin, a kapara that you need? Can't tshuva make it that you don't need that yisurin anymore? So he says, well, tshuva is from Hashem's midas harachamim, not midas hadin. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're able to do tshuva. It comes from the fact that he's so merciful, he lets us do tshuva. Really, according to din, according to strict justice, what should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not accept tshuva, but Hashem's so nice and lets us do tshuva. The Barbanel's Mechadash, a very big chiddush. I don't think anybody else says, actually. I don't think anybody else holds like this. But the Barbanel says, and guess what? Goyim, Hashem doesn't deal with them with Midas HaRachamim. Only deal with Midas HaDin. So Goyim can't do tshuva. Only Yidin get to do tshuva. Goyim don't get to do tshuva. And this is a big chiddush, because generally, I think the going theory is that Goyim can't do tshuva, as seems to be clearly proven from the story of Yonah going to Nineveh, where he tells the Goyim of Nineveh, do tshuva. Now the Barbanel says, oh no, in Nineveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an exception and let them do tshuva because he needed Nineveh. He needed Ashur, Assyria, around later. He was planning on using them to punish the Jewish people. So he gave them a chance to save them just because he wanted to, they were an important part of his future plan. This is a big chiddush and a big dochek l'chara in saying that the whole story of Yonah is really lav dafka. Hashem doesn't really let Goyim do tshuva. It was just an exception. Most people do not say this. Goyim can do tshuva too. So the Barbanel also have a little bit of a problem here. Goyim can't do tshuva. We had a problem. So we had a problem with the Svarno that tshuva should be good even if it's coming from tzaras. Even tshuva meyira is good. Maybe this could be called a tshuva meyira out of a yira sa'onash. We have a problem with the Abarbanel that no one really would seem to agree with this, and Nineveh seems to prove that it's not true, that Goyim can do tshuva. So to say the reason why Hashem didn't let them do tshuva is because they can't, and they needed the full onesh because they can't do tshuva, also seems to be surprising. But using something that we discussed in Elul, I think we could answer both these questions and combine the Sfarno and the Barbanel into one very good answer to this question. We asked a question back in Elul, in a Shari Tshuva, right, very beginning of Shari Tshuva. He says, "Min atovos asher heitev Hashem Yisparach imbruv," from one of the great kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon his creations. "Ki heichem lam aderech lalos mitoch pachas maaseyam," he gave him a way to do tshuva. He gave him a way to escape their averos to do tshuva. It was one of the great kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It's a huge chesed. Like the Barbanel said, it comes from Midas Chesed. It's a huge chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us do tshuva. We ask a question. It says in Kedushin, Toel Rishonos. Somebody did a mitzvah, and then says, I wish I didn't do that mitzvah. They feel bad they did a mitzvah. They lose the schar for that mitzvah. Don't ever do that. You do something good, don't walk away saying, it wasn't worth it, it was too much effort. Bad idea. You lose the schar for the mitzvah if you regret doing a mitzvah. So we asked a question. Okay, if by regretting that you did a mitzvah, you lose the schar of a mitzvah, doesn't it follow that if you regret to do an avera, you should lose the onesh for the avera? It's just fair. It's only fair and just that if Hashem takes away our reward when we regret doing a mitzvah, it's only fair and just that Hashem should take away our punishment when we regret doing an avera. So why is it min ha-chesed? It's one of the min ha-tovos, a chesed. Everyone talks about the huge chesed of tshuva. It's a chesed. It's only fair that we should be able to regret our mitzvahs, our averus. If when we regret mitzvahs, it has a negative effect. So regretting averus should have a positive effect. That's fair. It's not. It doesn't sound like it shouldn't be called a huge chesed at all. And we explained that. Okay. Yes. If you genuinely regret doing the avera, the fact that that could wipe out your onesh, perhaps that is not what's meant when we say it's the huge chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let's think about someone who doesn't genuinely regret what he did. Tshuva meira. Not tshuva me'ava. Not I love Hashem so much, I feel so bad that I've damage the relationship I have with Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to fix it. That's Tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Me'ira is, I wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't punish me for what I did. I really don't want to get punished. So Hashem, I won't do it again. Please, ignore the fact that I did it before. I won't do it again. Just don't punish me. You know, like the little brother who goes and does a prank to his big brother and then goes up to his big brother, and the big brother's about to wallop him. And the little brother says to the big brother, "Listen, I want you to forgive me and not wallop me." The big brother says, "Yeah, why shouldn't I? You deserve it." He's like, "Well, it's not because I care at all what you think about me. And it's not that I care at all about you. I don't care about you at all, and our relationship is meaningless to me. That's not why I'm asking you to not wallop me. I'm asking you to leave me alone because I don't want you to hit me. So please forgive me because I want you to not hit me." Now, if you're the big brother, are you going to accept that? I think not. That's tshuva meira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tshuva. Why, Hashem, forgive me, please. Not because I care about the relationship. It's not tshuva meira. No, I'm not working on our relationship, Hashem. I don't care about that. Yeah, no. We're not so close right now. I don't think about you very much. Whatever. It's okay. I won't think about you very much. I don't plan on fixing that. Just please don't punish me because I don't want to be punished. Please. And Hashem accepts that to some degree. It's crazy that Hashem accepts that. That's the Midas HaChesed. That's an enormous chesed that I don't think people think about. We talk about tshuva mehira and tshuva me'ava. We just talk about it, different categories of tshuva, and we just assume that it makes sense. If we think about it, it doesn't really make a shred of sense that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept tshuva mehira. But he does, because he cares so much about us, and he's so nice to us. It's a huge chesed that he accepts our tshuva done mehira. Now, we could answer our questions on the Svarno and the Barbanel. We asked on the Svarno, what do you mean? Hashem does accept tshuva from tzaras. He accepts tshuva mira. The Svarno said, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart is because he needed to make sure that he was doing a real tshuva. He had to give him his Bechira back. Right now he didn't have Bechira. He was just being forced to send the Jews out because he didn't want to be punished anymore. Because he was in pain. Didn't want the pain to stop. So he said, well, one second. That is a good tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's a good tshuva. It's one of the chesedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a good tshuva. And we saw that Barbanel gives his answer, and he says, oh, Goyim can't do tshuva. He said, what do you mean? Goyim can't do tshuva. Look at Nineveh, they did tshuva. The answer is, Goyim can't do tshuva mi'ira. Like the Barbanel said, tshuva comes from the midas ha-chesed, and Hashem deals with Goyim only with din, not with chesed. What type of tshuva is a chesed? Tshuva mi'ira. That's what they can't do. If they genuinely want to do better and repair their relationship and be good, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would accept that. Nineveh. Maybe that's what was happening in Nineveh. Yonah was going to try to get them to do a more real tshuva. Okay, he did scare them, but I would suggest it was scaring them to prompt them to do a real tshuva. That's the tshuva that the Barbanel could say or should say that Goyim can't do. Just a tshuva meira. Memela, we could say the Sfarno's answer. Paro was not ready to do a tshuva, anything but a tshuva meira. And that's meaningless. He was just going to send them out of fear of being punished more. And for a guy, that's nothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to say, I'm going to give you more bechira. I'm going to let you feel not so forced to send them out because you're scared of the punishment. And I'm going to give you the chance to do a more genuine tshuva, where you are makir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Melech Malchei HaMlachim. The only way Paro could do that is if he didn't feel forced by virtue of the punishments being so difficult. So Hashem said, okay, you're going to be able to withstand all the pain. He hardened his heart. You could withstand the pain. I increased the amount of pain you're able to tolerate. Now, are you going to do a real tshuva? He was giving them a chance to do a real tshuva, the only type of tshuva that's real for them, which is not a tshuva meira, because that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas ha-chesed. That's a gift, a totally nonsensical gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts from us. That wouldn't have meant anything coming from Paro. So he increased his bechir. He made it easier for him to withstand the makos, to give him the opportunity to do a proper tshuva for a goy, which is only a higher level of tshuva, not just a tshuva meira. That's why he hardened his heart. So again, he hardened his heart because he knew that the only type of tshuva that Paro could do right then is a tshuva meira. Tshuva meira doesn't make any sense that Hashem accepts that. It's a chesed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deal with, like the Barbanel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deal in midas ha-chesed with Goyim. So he had to, like the Svarno says, he had to give him a higher pain tolerance to give him more opportunities to try to do a proper tshuva, not just, I'm sending them out because I don't want to feel the pain anymore.
What's the lesson for us?
Lesson for you? There's a lot of good lessons from this, such as, look at the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he lets us do tshuva, which he wouldn't let anyone else do, even if we feel zero desire to feel come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he still He, from us, he'll accept that. For the Goyim, not. For us, he accepts that amazingly low level of tshuva.